The shir is given Zecher Nishmas Dvar Chana Bas Shimon. I want to thank Rabbi Singer and Rabbi Blesher for giving me the opportunity to again give a shir on Thursday night here at the Kollel. Actually, I think I had started even before the Kollel was here when it was next door at Koch Sinim as well. The topic I want to talk about tonight is Parshas Mishpatim, is about the Torah's judicial system, past, present, and future, with emphasis being on the future. The first Bate Dinim that we have set up in the Parsha from last week's Parsha, when Yisro saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was judging everyone and there were long lines, he said this, everyone's going to get worn out. I mean, people waiting in line and Moshe Rabbeinu is going to get exhausted. So Yisro suggested a system, and he said you should ask the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam says it's okay, go for it. And what was the system? They had Sarei Asoros, a person in charge of 10 people, then a hierarchy as Sarei Chamishim, a person in charge of 50, or 49, Sarei Meos, one over 100, and Sarei Elofim, one over 1,000. That was the pre-Torah Dikadin of Sanhedrin. These people, you had a shiloh, you had an issue with money, I'm right, you're right, they would start off going to the Sarei Asoros, and that was the pre Kodem Matan Torah, that was the Bezdin system. Does it have any relevance, any halachas we could learn from here? Probably not. I would think not, because this is not the Torah system, and we will see exactly. There is, though, possibly a halachic ramification from Yisro's system. Now, the real Batei Dinin, the ones that are after Matan Torah, are discussed in Masechta Sanhedrin. I'll go over it briefly. Every little town, and a town that didn't have to have too many people, was mechuyev to have a bezdin of three, meaning three judges, and they could paskin shilas and involve money. And they could actually even give malchus as well for someone who did an avera. There was a higher level bezdin in a city, and again, a city, we're not talking about millions of people, we're talking about different tanaim, say, whatever, 100, 200 people, whatever the numbers are. Each city would have to have its own bezdin of 23, and that bezdin could, besides handling money issues if it came up, they could also give capital punishment as well. And working our way up, the Mishnah says that they had 23, I think they had two Batei Dinim in the Beis HaMikdash itself, of also 23, who are obviously bigger Talmidei Chachamim. And the ultimate Bezdin was the Sanhedrin Agdola, which was either 70 or 71 people, Machlokas Tanayim, and they were the Lahavdil, the Supreme Court, and they ultimately had the final say on any halachic issue. And all this fits into the mitzvah of Shoftim v'Shoti Titim Lecha B'chol Sharecha Asher Hashem L'kecha Nosin L'chol Shvatecha. You have to put judges and Shoftim are police to enforce the judicial psak, and it should be in every city of Sharecha and also L'Shvatecha in the tribe. So that is the hierarchy. Now actually, and I'm not sure why it's not mentioned in Sanhedrin, but there is another tier of Batei Dinim besides this. In other words, we have the three in the little towns, 23, and then it just jumps up to the Beis HaMikdash where you had the 23 and the Sanhedrin Gdolah of 71. But there was another tier as well, which was also 23, presumably bigger Talmidei Chachamim than the local city people, and that was the Bezdin Shel Shevet, that each Shevet, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, had their state Supreme Court. And it was still 23, so they couldn't handle something that the Sanhedrin Gdola would have to handle. And they could give, of course, Dinei Nefashis, capital punishment. But they were bigger Talmidei Chachamim, and if the judges on the lower level didn't know what the halacha was, they wouldn't run straight to the Beis HaMikdash, they would run to this state Supreme Court. And how do I know that? Even though it's not mentioned in Sanhedrin, the Ramban pointed out there had to be such a level, because you have in Mishnayos and Horios, when it talks about when Bezdin makes a mistake and they pass on something as mutter and they realize they erred, they sometimes have to bring a parhelm dovashel sibur, a special carbon. And that carbon, the Mishnah discusses what happens. So usually the halacha is that if it's a Sanhedrin Agdola makes a mistake, they're the ones who bring the paralam davar shel tzibor. But there are some tanaim that say that if horu bezin shel echad min ha-shvatim, that one of the bezin of the shvatim made a mistake, so there might also be a paralam davar shel tzibor. It's a machlokas tanoim. So what is this horu bezin shel echad min ha-shvatim? What bezin? We're not certainly not talking about the city level court. So there must be that there is a Shvatim Shal, there's a Bezin Shal HaShevet, there is a state Supreme Court, and if they make a mistake, that's possible there is a Paralam Dover Shal Tzibor. And Ramban points out, and that's what the Pasuk says, you do Shoftim Vishotrim, it's Bisharecha, every city. Then it says Lishvatecha. What does it mean Lishvatecha? So Rashi learns, I mean, if you already have one in every city, what are we adding by Lishvatecha, by the Shevet? So Rashi says that what if a city would be divided into two Shvatim, like Yerushalayim had the Yehuda, had Binyamin, so then you would need a double bezin of 23. 23 for one shevet, 23 for the other half of the city. The Rabban says, the Pasuk behind the Pasuk, we're talking about Lishvatecha, that besides the Lisharecha, having one in every city, you also have to have the higher level of a bezin of the for the shevet, for each shevet having its own supreme court for its for to don the mitzvah al shevet ladun a shifto, that it should go to, if you're shevet Reuven, you go to the Reuven bezin, and if you're shevet Shimon, you go to shevet Shimon. So come on, that is the hierarchy of the batei dinim that was post after Matan Torah. Like I said, is Yisro's bezin, does that have any relevance? Is there anything that we can learn from it? So there's an interesting shaila, and then we'll get to the main thrust of what I want to talk about tonight. But we know in American law, if you lose a case, I'm going to appeal. And you work your way up the appellate court, the state Supreme Court, you could sometimes work up all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's, you know, the first reaction of every person who loses a case is, well, I'm going to appeal, right or wrong. But that's the American system. Is there such a thing in Torah law? In other words, the Batei Din, you went to a Beis Din, you had an issue with money, finances, and the Beis Din Paskin, the one person is owes, the other person is wins. And the Beis Din says, we're very comfortable with our psak. We went through all the evidence, and this is the halacha, clear, black and white. And the litigant says, I don't know, I feel that I didn't get justice. I want to go to a higher court, and I want to go, let's say, to the Yeshivat court. Is there such a prerogative of the of the litigant being able to appeal the case to a higher level bezin? So pashtus, there is no such thing. The Mishnayos discuss when the bezin doesn't know, when the dayan feels, this is halacha, I'm not really sure what to do. So then the lower level court, let's say the bezin of three, would go to the maybe the city court, which is 23, they probably know more than he does. And if they don't know, then you go, the Mishnah says, you go up to the Beis HaMikdash 23. Ultimately, if they still don't know and they feel that you have a Shaila, then it ultimately goes to the Sanhedrin Agdola for them to decide, and then everyone has to accept the Psach. But that's talking about when the Dayan, the judge, says, we don't know. We don't know what the Halach is. But if the Bezin feels very comfortable with the Psach, and it's a litigant who feels that he didn't get justice, pashas, there's no such thing as appealing the case. And too bad. That's the halacha. However, I didn't see this inside. There in the new Moser Rav Kook Pirushim on the Siporno, the Rishon on the Siporno, Radio Siporno, brings down an interesting psak from Ratzu Pesach Frank, the Rav of Yerushalayim. And he bases that there is such a thing in Jewish law of appealing a case, and he bases it on a Siporno. The Siporno is certainly very clear, and I'll say what the Siporno says in a second. I'm not sure, again, I have not seen the Tshuva and Ratzu Pesach Frank. I mean, first of all, I mean, the Siporno was not writing this halacha, and even if it is halacha, it was halacha in Yisro's Bezin, which true Hashem had agreed to it at the time, but it's not the system that was given at Torah. This is the number 10, 50, 100, 1,000, that doesn't exist. That's not what we call Batei Dinim. So I'm not sure if it translates into halacha l'maisa, but at any case, Ratzu Pesach Frank paskin on based on the Siporno that there is such a thing as appealing a case. What does the Siporno say? The Siporno wants to know, you know, you start off with 10, Yisro made a bezin, 50, 100, 1,000. What is the purpose of the hierarchy? So So the Sipurna says very clearly, he says that you go, you start off in the bottom, lowest level of the hierarchy, you go to the one in charge of 10, I guess whoever was, you know, your man on top of you, and that person would paskin what he felt was halacha. And the Sipurna says, if the litigant says, I don't know, this doesn't sound right to me, I want to go to a bigger Talmud Chacham, so the Sipurna says, then you go to the one that's the Sara Chamishim, that's in charge of 50, and if there's still the litigant is not happy, go to 100, goes to 1,000, and ultimately if they're still not happy, the top man, of course, is Moshe Rabbeinu, who the Sanhedrin Gdolah represents Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's how the Sipurna learns that there is such a thing in Torah law called an appeal. So like I said, Rosi Pesach Chaim paskins, without having seen it inside, that there is such a thing. If Yisro, that was the system of Yisro, we don't find, that's because the numbers changed, we don't find that that thing doesn't exist, and therefore there is such a thing as appealing a case when the litigant feels he doesn't get justice. So I want to get back to the main topic of what I want to talk about. So this is the Batei Din in the judicial system in the past. And I want to talk about the present, what could it be now, and of course what it will be, Mirtz Hashem, in the future. Now, the din of appointing Dayanim to adjudicate a case, the Dayan, besides having to be a big Talmid Chacham, knowing Shas to Poskim, he has to have Smicha. Now, what we do, Smicha, is not the real Smicha. The real Smicha is an unbroken chain from Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yeshua, v'yismach es yadav alav, and even though we don't actually require the placing the hands, but that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. And that goes a chain from Yeshua giving it to the next generation and the next person giving it, all the way down to as far as it would go. And in theory, it should go indefinitely. That's the real smicha. When you have that smicha, you could don whatever you're in. In other words, if you're a Bezna 3, you could do Dine Mominus, money issues. If you're a Bezna 23, you could even give capital punishment. But you have to have that smicha. If you don't have that smicha, there is no Bezna period. You can't do money, you can't do capital cases. The whole mitzvah of Shoftim and Shoftim becomes bottle because you don't have the qualifications of a judge. A judge, besides being the Talmud Chacham, has to have this smicha that connects him all the way back to Har Sinai. And that became batal in time of the Amoraim. It says the Goyim persecuted the Jews, they wouldn't allow them to give smicha, and it became batal. So how do we have even batei dinim at all now? It's a takana drabanan, and the Gemara's lashon is to chusay de kamayu of dinan. If you didn't have any judicial system, things would really go kaput. I could steal from someone, I could hurt someone, I could do anything I want, and no one's going to be able to touch me. So for the sake of keeping societal order, the rabbanan are misakin that you could have a person who doesn't have the real smicha, because that didn't exist anymore. But there was a smicha that would come from getting smicha from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, the Reish Galusa, whoever the political powers, the head of the Torah was, they could give smicha, but it wasn't the real smicha. Smicha was more like nowadays when yeshiva gives smicha, that it means you've been tested, and the Rosh Yeshiva, whoever, feels that you're competent to paskin shilas. So midrabanan, and it's very limited what type of case. Obviously, you can't do dinei nefashos. Even if you had the real smicha, you need to have a Beis Hamikdash and a Sanhedrin in the Beis Hamikdash to do dinei nefashos. But even dinei mominis, the Rabbanan only made the takana for dinei mominis that are very prevalent. But things that are like weird cases doesn't happen that much anyway, so Rabbanan did not make such a takana. But that's only a takana drabanan, but min haTorah, the batei dinim are completely batal. There's no such thing, because no smicha, they cannot have dayanim. You can't have the mitzvah shoftim v'shoftim. So what gets us now is that there's a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Dalet. The Rambam says like this. He comes up, this is something that the Rambam made up, it was Mechadish himself. It's very rare. Usually the Rambam, anything he says, has a source. Sometimes the Rambam will say nearly when it's his own Chiddush. But look, he's entitled to say Chiddushim. We say Chiddushim, the Rambam can say Chiddushim as well. So the Rambam says, Shimi skimu kol hachachamim shebe'eretz Yisrael. Now, smicha, and again, we're using the word smicha, we're talking about the real smicha, the one that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, that could only be given in Eretz Yisrael. Once you have it, then you can go to Chutz Laaretz and be a judge. But the actual smicha, receiving the smicha, it has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So as far as smicha goes, we don't take in consideration any Tamini Chachamim in Chutz Laaretz, only Tamini Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam comes up with a very interesting thing. It says, Shimi skimu kol chachamim sheberetz Yisrael. If all the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael will agree, limnos dayonim, they all get together, which I guess getting all the Jews to agree, that's a different story. But the Rambam says, iskimu kol chachamim sheberetz Yisrael, limnos dayonim, to a point they all get together. And I guess everyone will recognize, are you really a Talmid Chacham? That shouldn't be the next question. You know, who says you're able to decide? But let's say they all got together and they all decided, we're going to give one person smicha. And all the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael agreed to it. Hari elu smuchim. So even though the chain has been broken, and it's been broken for hundreds of years, but if all the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael would get together and say, this person deserves to have smicha, hari elu smuchim. That person has a smicha midoraisa. The Yesh Ladun Dine Knossos. Now, the Drabonan Smicha, you cannot do Dine Knossos, meaning things that are not legally obligated, things that are the Knoss, that the Drabonan, the Torah penalizes, right? Paying Kefil, paying Dalad Bey when you steal something, that's called a Knoss. You didn't damage a Kefil, you didn't damage double, but that's a Knoss, a penalty the Torah gives for being a thief. So those things, if you have a real person who has Smicha, the real smicha, of course, he could dan din in nefash, din knossos. If you have only the drabanan, the smicha, what we have nowadays, then also thing is din knossos. You can't judge that. That drabanan, everyone is sakin to judge the din knossos. The Rambam says, if all the chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, and because we're not interested in chusar, because smicha is restricted to Eretz Yisrael, hareilu smuchim v'yeshalem l'dun dine knossos, and that persons have a right to dan dine knossos, and once they have the smicha yeshalem l'smuch acherim, and they could give smicha, they renewed it. If they renewed it, then it starts again, and they could give it to the next group of people. The next group of people don't need everybody's approval, as long as you had that one person, or three people, whatever it was you would need to, they could start it all over again. The Rambam says, v'dayin v'dover tzarech hechra. The Rambam is saying, I'm not really so sure about this. In other words, this is what I think, but 100% I can't say. The thing needs a hechra, means I need to think about it more. I'm not 100% sure that that's really the case, but that's the Rambam's conclusion. Now, where in the world does the Rambam get this from? This is not, there's no Gemara like this. There's nothing. Where does the Rambam get that smicha could be renewed without it coming directly from Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Sanhedrin says where he gets it from, and it's a very interesting thing. The Rambam says v'yirali. So this is his old tradition. It seems to me, ki kishetiyeh haskama mikol ha-chachamim. When you have the haskama of all the chachamim, and by the way, some people say rubo kikulo. You know, the rule usually isn't called tarkulo. You don't need 100%. 51% rubo is kikulo. So maybe the Rambam doesn't necessarily mean 100%, but that's the Rambam's lashon. Mikol ha-chachamim, and he adds the word v'atalmidim. So not only the talmidei chachamim, even the students, the yeshiva bachrim, they have to weigh in on this as well. And it says, and they agree to give someone smicha. They make him the Rosh HaYeshiva, the Rambam's lashon is. So the Rambam says, Hine Hoisha Hu Tiskaim Lo HaYeshiva, meaning he now becomes the head of the yeshiva, the head of the Torah system, the samuch, and he's considered samuch, the yismuchu echad kem yishirtz, and then he could go ahead and give smicha to everyone else. Okay, same thing he said, it seems, in the Yad HaChazaka. But then the Rambam says, where am I getting this from? So he says, she'im lo tomar kein. If you don't say this, meaning if this doesn't work, i'efshar shetimatzi bezen hagadol olam, you will never have a Sanhedrin Agdola. This won't exist, ever. Meaning even, you will never have it, because once the chain was broken, the chain is broken, it's gone. So how will you ever have the return of a Sanhedrin Agdola? It must be that this is the way. And the Rambam says, why would you never have it? Lefishin et starit shiei kolechemem son l'chal kabonim, because you need it to be a unbroken chain. So if you don't believe in this, what I just said about starting it again doesn't work, you will never have the Sanhedrin that will come back. Okay, and how do I know it will come back? So the Rambam says, v'akadosh baruch hu yored sheyeshuvu. And there's a pasuk in Nach And the pasuk says clearly that there will be a Sanhedrin Agdolos, Shenemar. This is a pasuk in the Haftorah of Chazon Yishayol, what we read on Shabbos Chazon, the first capital in Sefer Yishayah. It says, Vashiva Shavtayach Kivarishona, I will return your judges like Kivarishona, the way it was before. And he says, how is that possible? So the Rambam explains that the Zeh Yeh below Suffolk, and this is going to happen when Klal Yisrael gets motivated from their bonus shalom. And the Rambam says, and I understand that that pasuk is Kodem Bias HaMashiach. That before Bias HaMashiach, and the Rambam Lechora can't prove that, but the Rambam says, that's my understanding of this pasuk of Ashiva Shavtayat Kibarishona, that we will have the Sanhedrin, the real Sanhedrin. We're not talking about this Drabonon Smicha, which is not really a real Smicha. We're talking about the Shiva Shavtah Kavar Rishonel, the way it used to be. And this will be Lifnei Bo HaMashiach. And this will be before Mashiach comes. How is it possible? Before Mashiach coming, there is no way to renew the Smicha. It's been broken already. Teretz says there is a way. And that's the way that Rambam made up. They're saying that the only way, if all the Chachamim or most of the Chachamim will agree to give the Smicha, that person is considered a Samach. And there is some words in different editions. There's an edition, say for Mitzvahs, it was written, of course, in Arabic, and so there are various editions from Rav Yosef Kapach, who died relatively recently. He translated, he was a big expert in the Arab language. The Rambam wrote in Arabic. And he said, and the Rambam, then he puts in that the Rambam wrote, at least the edition that he had, well, what are you going to say? So Mashiach will renew it. So he says, first of all, we're saying that it's going to be before Mashiach. But he says Mashiach can't change the rules. There are no rules that are going to get changed because of Mashiach. If the rules say you need smicha, you need smicha. Mashiach can't say, well, it's okay, we'll do without the smicha. He's not a dictator. So Mela, he has to abide by the laws of the Torah, and the laws of the Torah say that you need smicha. You need the real smicha. So it's impossible. How will it ever come back? It must be that we can renew the smicha without it being a continuous chain by having the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael agree to renew it, and that's how to renew it, and that's how you'll have the pasuk of Ashiva Shavtayach Kivarishona Yotzayach Kivatchila. That's the Rambam. But in the Pirsha Mishnayis, he does not say that he's not sure about it. He says, this is a fact. The other way, you're not going to have the pshat in the pasuk. And in the Yad HaChazaka, apparently the Rambam wasn't 100% sure of this, and he says, the Hadavar Tzarech Hechra. Now, a little history. In the time, a little before the Beis Yosef, there weren't, first of all, that many Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. There certainly weren't that many Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. So we're talking about a good, like, 500 or so years ago. And there was the Rebbe Rav, Rav Yaakov Bei Rav, who lived in Tzfas. He was the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef, so obviously he was a big man. And he felt this was a good opportunity to go ahead and renew the smicha, because there weren't too many people there that you had to consult with. There weren't that many Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe Rav said, I'm going to redo the smicha. He felt that he was the one that explained, even the Rambam says all, he means most. So he said, look, I got most of the Talmidei Chachamim. Apparently there were probably just two centers of Torah in Eretz Yisrael. There was Tzfas, and we'll see there was in Yerushalayim. So I guess he felt that he had the majority, and even though the Rambam says kol, it doesn't mean all, it means the rov, ruba kikulo. So the Rebbe Rav said, we can renew the smicha, and he actually went ahead and did it, and he gave smicha to the Beis Yosef. I think he gave smicha to the Alshech, who lived at that same time. So that's what he did, halacha l'maaseh and Tzfas. Now, that was what he did. There was the other big Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael was the Ralbach, who lived in Yerushalayim, and he came out very strongly against it. And he says, there's no such thing, you can't do it, and the Rambam himself isn't sure. And there's a very long discussion, which is printed in the back of the Tshuvas Ralbach, letters back and forth between the Rebbe Rav and the Ralbach. Now, the Rebbe Rav says an interesting thing, which is something that all the Mefarshim are troubled with. What is the Rambam's kasha? We're saying that you're going to have the Sanhedrin before Mashiach. And the Rambam says, how? It's impossible. We don't have anyone to renew the chain because, I mean, it's been broken for hundreds, thousands of years, actually. So how are we going to renew it? So the Rambam says, it must be, there is a way. So the obvious question is, how about Eliyahu HaNavi? Eliyahu HaNavi had smicha. He was a Talmud of Achiyah Shiloni. He certainly had smicha. Eliyahu HaNavi never died. L'chora. He went up in Shemayim. He's living. So, and Eliyahu HaNavi, we all know, is going to be coming before Mashiach. Okay, so there will be a Sanhedrin before Mashiach. Wonderful. But who's going to renew it? Very simple. Eliyahu, who had smicha, and he is one person who had the real smicha for him to go ahead and renew it. So the Rebbe Rav says, and this is certainly very controversial, he says, just because Eliyahu went up in Shemayim, he says, well, he's in Shemayim, he says that he's not living. If he's not living, his own smicha became batel as well. But the Lashon says, Eliyahu hariyu kisharet tzadikim shemesu. So if he's in Shemayim, he's not considered alive. And therefore, when he comes back to herald and tell us that Mashiach is coming, he himself doesn't have smicha, because once a person died, he would need a renewal of the smicha. So that's why the Rambam said, can't count on Eliyahu to do it, so therefore it must be that there's a new way to renew it. On the other hand, Rav Bach says, it's not true, that Eliyahu, he brings down, which is interesting, he says that we find in the Gemara that Eliyahu came back in the flesh, meaning we're not talking about in a vision or in just a spirit. We're talking about came in the flesh, and he says that Eliyahu was nira l'ruyim lo, for people that were zolche to be on the madrega to have a gilui Eliyahu, they did see Eliyahu. So therefore, Eliyahu is not considered that he's dead. His smicha he still retains. If his smicha he still retains, he could be the one to renew the smicha. And that's why the Rambam, true, in the Perush Mishnayos, he says that he doesn't discuss Eliyahu, but when he got to the Arach HaZaka, when I guess he thought it over, he says, oh, maybe I'm not really right, because Dover Tzarech Hachra, maybe it is Eliyahu that could renew the smicha. Now, the Mepharshim point out, the Gemara discusses in Erevin, that the Gemara discusses, could Eliyahu come on Shabbos, and if he's coming from the heavens, you have problems of traveling Chutz Tchum, but maybe Tchum only goes 10th Fachim from the ground, and he's coming from above. So obviously we're discussing that Eliyahu is considered, when he comes down in a human form, he's alive. And if he's alive, it means, and he's mechuyev in the mitzvah. So it's not like the Rebbe Rav said, well, he's dead. But he's not. But when he comes back, he's mechuyev in mitzvah. So he should be able to renew the smicha. So that's a discussion between the Rebbe Rav and the Rav Bach. The Radvaz on the side of the Rambam. So the Radvaz was the Rebbe of the Shita Mikubetzah. So as far as time wise, we're talking about, he brought down that there was a discussion between the Rebbe Rav and Rav Bach, and he said he was asked, and we did not agree with the Rebbe Rav that we cannot do it, because he says that Eliyahu could renew the smicha. Eliyahu never died, and he has the smicha, the ability to renew it. Then he says something interesting. The Radvaz, he says, you know, we do have the Aseres HaShvatim that disappeared. We have no idea where they are. And he says, it's brought down, he brings the Midrashim, that Bnei Reuven will come back before Mashiach, whatever, and to fight the battles. And who says, he says, okay, we lost the smicha because of the persecutions in Babel and whatever. The smicha came to an end. But who says that Bnei Reuven actually lost the smicha? It's a little strange, I guess, but that's what the Radvaz writes. But there were persecutions in Eretz Yisrael. I know smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael, but persecutions, there were plenty of persecutions in Eretz Yisrael. Well, they'll come. Wait a minute. If they never died, they had smicha. They got smicha. So you're saying once they were in Chutzars, they would not be able to transmit it. I hear. In other words, once they went into Golis, so they had the original smicha, but they would not be able to. Sounds like a good point. I don't know. That sounds like a very good point. But that's what the Radvaz says. Now, so the question is why the Rambam doesn't really discuss Eliyahu at all. Why not? So there's an interesting thing from the Tumim. Rav Yonasan Eifshitz writes, and he says that there's a reason why the Rambam didn't discuss Eliyahu. The Rambam is a little bit on the strange side, at least from our perspective, because like the Tumim says, it's pretty makubal and klaistro the way it's going to be. But the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Melachim says that he says, now there's the Pashas, the Pasuk says here, in Enoch Shalel Chemes, Eliyahu HaNavi, Lifnei Bo Yom HaShem HaGodol VaHanora. But the Rambam seems to say that, I'm not so sure how it's going to work out. I mean, does that mean Eliyahu HaNavi? Maybe it's a different Navi that's called Eliyahu HaNavi. I don't know. The Rambam says, I'm not sure. The Rambam in the Arach HaZaka, he says, could be it means that it is referring to Eliyahu HaNavi, that he will come before Mashiach? or maybe he's not talking. And then the Rambam said, it doesn't really make a difference. I mean, whatever, leave it up to Hashem. Hashem will figure out the right way of doing it. But the point is, mitzad us and our misora, we have to believe Mashiach is coming. We have to be mechakeh for Mashiach. Now, if the Eliyahu Navi is the one that's going to come before Mashiach, if he's going to come after Mashiach, it doesn't really make a difference. There's nothing to do with our Yisodei Emunah. But that's what the Rambam says. He says, Yira mipshutin shel divrei hanaviim, shebetchilus emos Mashiach tihyeh mechemes Gog u'Magog, shekodem mechemes Gog u'Magog, yamod Navi liYisrael, a Navi will come, and hineh nochis shaleich lachem. And he quotes about the Yesh minach Chachamim, and there are those that say, meaning it's not a consensus, there are those that say, Sha'omrim Shekodem Bias Melech Mashiach Yavo Yal. So this is Yesh Minach Chachamim. There are those that hold like that. And if it is or not, it's not terribly important in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. That's what the Rambam writes. So Mele, the Rambam himself is saying, I'm not sure that the Eliyahu Navi is the one that's going to be coming before Mashiach. If that's the case, says Dr. Yonson, that's why the Rambam said, but the Pasuk says, Vashiva Shavtayach Kibarishona, that they're going to have a Sanhedrin, and the Rambam holds it's before Mashiach, and the Rambam says, it's impossible. So the Rambam has to come up, well, they could restart this process by getting everyone to agree. Why didn't the Rambam mention, well, Eliyahu will do it? Because the Rambam isn't so sure that Eliyahu will come before Mashiach. Therefore, the Rambam has to come up. There must be another way of renewing the smicha without relying on Eliyahu HaNavi. But the Yom Sa'ib says, that's very nice. But Klal Yisrael was Mekabel. Everyone knows that that's the Kabbalah Ish Mipi Ish, that Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who's coming before Mashiach. So the whole raya of the Rambam, that you could renew the smicha, falls off. That's what he says in the Urim Tumim. In his other Sefer in Yerideya, in Crazy Placey, he says, he explains a little better that he says like this. We know that there's two times that Mashiach could come. There's Be'ito and Achishenu. Be'ito means there's a set time when Mashiach is going to come. And which, by the way, the Mefarshim say, that means in every door there is a time, you know, that's set. If Klal Yisrael be Zocha, they'll, you know, it'll come. So, but it could be a whole, every year. It could be a Tkufos, when we know Mashiach will come if there's Zocha. But then there's the, that's the, there's the Be'ito, and there's Achishenu, that Hashem will hurry it up. If Klal Yisrael will turn around and do tshuva, then it could have been scheduled to come in 50 years, Mashiach, he'll come tomorrow. So he says, in the regularly scheduled things of Be'ito, yes, Eliyahu HaNavi will come first. But the Achishenu, and if the Klal Yisrael does tshuva, Mashiach will come tomorrow, and Hashem's not going to hold up Mashiach, well, because Eliyahu hasn't come yet. So therefore, again, so we can't rely on Eliyahu necessarily being the one who will renew the smicha, and therefore the Rambam says it must be that it could be renewed another way. So I'll go upon him, but that's, but he says, but Klal Yisrael accepts that we know Eliyahu will come, but it could be the Ito versus Achishenu, and Mele could come without Eliyahu, and therefore you have to have a new way to renew the smicha. Now the truth is, when we look at davening, the Rambam's assumption that that the Rambam says that the Sanhedrin will come before Bias HaMashiach. First of all, it makes a lot of sense, because any melech, not even, let's say even before Mashiach, right? Let's say Shaul and David, who chose them to be the king? You know, nice, I'd like to be a king also. But you have to be chosen, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, you have to be chosen al pi Navi, and you need the okay of the Sanhedrin Agdolah. So you really can't have Mashiach come before the Sanhedrin. Who decided he was Mashiach? So it certainly makes plenty of sense to say that it's going to have to be the Sanhedrin before Mashiach. And let's look in davening. We have a Shiva Shavtena Kibor Rishona, and that bracha comes several brachas before Es Samach David Avdecha. So certainly it seems from the Seder at Tefillah that the Rambam is right, at least that the Sanhedrin will come before Mashiach, and Mela the Rambam has to come up that you can renew the smicha. The Rashash and Ratzchias brings a riot to this yisod of the Rambam, because the he brings from a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara discusses that when Eliyahu will come before Mashiach, so how come we didn't know that he came? And inshallah, if someone made a Kabbal Naziris, and well, what do you mean? If Eliyahu has come, wouldn't we know about it? So Gemara says, well, Eliyahu could have come, but he went to the Sanhedrin. He went to the Lishkas Hagazis, where the Sanhedrin was located. What Lishkas Hagazis? This is before Mashiach came. Which Sanhedrin? So it must be that they say that's where the Rambam is telling you, that there will be a Sanhedrin before there will be the coming of Mashiach. So Al-Kapanim, so that's where this sort of, and now this discussion about renewing the Smicha actually came up relatively recently. In the 50s, when Klal Yisrael had the Medina, there were those in the Eretz Yisrael who figured, let's try to get Klal Yisrael to agree and try to renew the Smicha based on this psak of the Ribei Rab, but I guess they couldn't get everybody to agree, and so Lemaisa, it did fall through. I just want to wind up saying that there's another interesting Shiloh, as we're talking about Bezdin coming before the return of the Batei Dinim before Mashiach. How about the Beis HaMikdash? Now, first of all, the Rambam's Lashon, the Rambam says that Melech HaMashiach Asid La'amod U'Lahachzer Malchus Beis David L'Yoshna U'Bona Mikdash. So the Rambam says that who's going to be the one who's going to build the Beis HaMikdash, or if it's going to come in HaShemayim, but whatever it is, it's going to happen U'Bona Mikdash after Mashiach comes, and he's going to be the one in charge of that. And by the way, and then the Rambam says V'chozer in Kol HaMishpatim B'Yomov. All the judicial systems come back. Now, the way we just said the Rambam, this really is before Mashiach. The Chozin Kolam is Patim B'Yomav Kshayim Mekodim. Now, but the truth is, Rambam doesn't say he's Machzirit. He says he's Bona Mikdash, Umikabet Zidche Yisrael. He's doing that. And then the Rambam says, the Chozin Kolam Mishpatim, and then all the Mishpatim will come back. It doesn't say he's Machzirit. So it could well be the Rambam chose that language, because really the Sanhedrin will come before, and he's not being Machzirit. Maybe that's why he said Chozin. But the Rambam clearly says the Bona Mikdash, that first will come Mashiach, then comes the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. There is a Yerushalmi, and again, let's say we're talking about davening, that's a sequence in davening too. We have Esemach David Abdecha, and then we have Retzei Hashem Lakeinu, which is the Beis HaMikdash. First comes the Esemach David, comes Mashiach, and then comes the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Kabbanis. There is a Yerushalmi though, the Yerushalmi says before us that there will be the Binyan Beis HaMikdash before Mashiach as well. Okay, just to recap everything we talked about, the Batei Dinim, the original Batei Dinim of Yisroel, the 10, 50, 100, 1,000, and the possible ramification of that for us is this idea of possibility of Baldin, the litigant, appealing the case, just the way the supporter says that the Batei Dinim, the litigant wasn't happy with the lower court, he could work his way up, all the way up to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that equivalent would be starting from 323, and ultimately to the Lishkas HaGozes, to the Sanhedrin Agdola. We talked about the hierarchy of the Bezdin, and that there is, besides the town Bezdin of 3, and the city Bezdin of 23, there was also a Bezdin Shel HaShevet, the state Supreme Court, and then of course above that, the Bezdin of 71, or 70, of the Lishkas HaGozes, and that was the system. And the main thing we talked about is that once Smicha became Batel, so we think that's the end of the Batei Dinim until Mashiach comes, and the Rambam comes up with that there is such a thing as renewing the Smicha, even though the chain has been broken, by getting all or most of the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael to agree that it could be renewed. And that was a big controversy, the Ribei Rav and the Rambach. And the bottom line is that, because and the Rambam gets it from, because it says otherwise you can't have the pasuk of Hashiva Shoftei Kevar Rishona, the pasuk in Yeshaya that says the Mashiach will come after the Yeshiva Shoftei, meaning the Bezdin will be there first. How is it possible? It must be, it could be renewed even though it's been broken. And with all the Mefarshim Taina, the Rinos Aivshitz, I mean the Tashyantiv, and the Rambach, they all said, what's the right? The right, I mean, it could be renewed very simply from Elio, because Elio, the accepted opinion is that Elio is the one who's going to be coming before Mashiach. Elio never died, he still retained his smicha, and as such, he could renew the smicha. Thank you very much for listening. Good Shabbos.